The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. After a costly skirmish on a Japanese-held island in the Pacific, Jungle Jim and his guerrilla raiders rescued an unusual castaway, the glamorous movie star Jane Lauren. On their arrival at a large American base, Jane and her rescuers were equally mystified by the strange turn of events. Jim himself was placed under technical arrest and hasn't been seen since. The others were given individual interviews, then told to pack their gear and be ready to embark. Irritated at the secrecy, puzzled as to Jim's whereabouts, they boarded a huge army transport plane. The thought uppermost in their minds is the discouraging one that the raiders are being disbanded and scattered. Now the enormous plane is taken off, and the veterans who have shared so many dangers look at each other with quizzical annoyance.
Singler, you've been catch a top rank. Them no tell you what happened to Twan Jim?
They told me nothing, Coro.
Barum Jane, them tell you where us been headed?
Not a word. They just told me to pack my playthings and climb aboard.
Them draw curtains over windows. Cannot tell which way us been headed.
Their one present fact shines like bright candle in dark cave of mystery. So far, we still remain together.
But not Twan Jim?
True. But as long as remainder of group is intact, our destinies will intertwine.
Not catch a fancy talk, Sing. If Twan Jim be here, me not care where us go or what do, but him not be here.
He's right, Sing. What becomes of Bradley's raiders without Bradley?
We are helpless as a squirrel in a cage. Over and over, we revolve the same useless questions in our minds.
Whatever it's all about, it's my fault.
No, not so.
No, Jane. Blame is not like fondling child. It cannot be left at convenient doorstep.
Just the same, if it wasn't for me, you fellows would still be doing what you signed on to do, fighting Japs.
There are more ways than one to do this. You are a popular actress, a clever entertainer. You give valuable time and talent freely to lighten fighting man's burden. You nearly lose life doing this.
Do me a favor and make that pretty speech to Sergeant McGovern sometime, will you?
No good. Mac been too busy sleeping.
Then this is the perfect time to put in a good word for me. The only time he has any use for me is when he's asleep.
Mac bark like bulldog, but all same, him wag tail like puppy.
Light over our pilot compartment now announces smoking permitted. Is it also permitted to open curtains now?
Best way for to find out is do same.
Sure. All I can do is throw us out. Plenty of clouds down there, but nothing else.
Like a sea of feathers.
Kolu, not like. Sun been behind us.
We're heading east, all right. Toward the States.
Wrong way for finding Jap.
It is discouraging, but let us not be alarmed. In their own time, they will no doubt send us back to...
What's the matter, Singh?
Do these troubled eyes deceive me?
Huh?
Twan Jim!
Hello there.
Jim!
Oh, quiet. Don't wake up the others. I've been up in the pilot's compartment since just before the takeoff.
You play games, maybe, Twan.
I guess you could call it that, Colo.
No, perhaps this needless mystery will end.
I wish it could, Sing, but not everyone calls it needless.
Where are we going, Jim?
Well, why for you disappear back at base?
The raiders are perhaps to be dispersed.
How soon must get more
fresh? Wait a minute. Take it easy. No sense hitting me with questions. I'm still under voluntary arrest.
What's that mean?
Well, Jane, I gave my word of honor not to spill anything about this to anyone.
Not even to raiders?
Especially not to the raiders, Colo.
Crazy things here.
Well, it's a trick deal. It can be very important. And the least little slip would spoil everything.
Can't trust oldest friends, Twan.
Oh, I know that, Colo. But the fewer people in on a secret, the fewer the chances of a slip-up. It was the best way to keep us all together, instead of being shipped out one by one.
You can perhaps indulge the luxury of answering one question without betraying word of honor.
I can't promise, Sing.
Understood. We'll not unburden self of consuming curiosity, but we'll ask this. Is new assignment one that raiders will like or otherwise?
Sorry, Sing. I can only point out that whether we like it or not, we have no choice.
The giant plane drones homeward through the deepening shadows. And inside, Sing Lee and the others consider the situation with deepening misgivings. We'll learn more in a moment. Meanwhile, I'd like to tell you about the extra pleasure you're going to have this Sunday. At least you're in for extra pleasure if you're one of the 15 million folks who read the Comic Weekly every Sunday. They know they can count on the Comic Weekly for action, thrills, and adventure. They know that the brilliant full-color pages of the Comic Weekly contain over 24 top-notch features. Features that make the Comic Weekly America's favorite funnies. Prince Valiant and the Phantom, Flash Gordon and the Lone Ranger, Buzz Sawyer, King of the Royal Mounted, Tim Tyler. They're all on hand every Sunday to bring you that extra reading pleasure. And it's easy to get your share. For the Comic Weekly is distributed by 15 leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. One of them brings it to this city. So ask for that paper every Sunday. Look for the figure of Puck and the name The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. Now back to a homeward bound Army transport plane and Jungle Jim.
Not much longer now, Colo. We'll be in the good old USA before long.
How long has been stayed, Twin Jim?
Well, believe it or not, I don't know. And if I did, I couldn't tell you.
One Jim, Param Jane plenty much excited. Maybe so you catch her excited, too.
Why, sure I am, Colo. It's always exciting to come home after being...
Not mean this. You catch her excited for come home alongside Param Jane. You two make many plans now, maybe.
Plans? Jane and I?
Long time her been look at you. Make long sigh. Big eyes. Big like calf.
Huh? Are you trying to tell me you think...
Colu got eyes, too.
Boy, I'll say you have. Your eyes are so sharp, you see things that aren't there.
Param Jane much pretty.
Also, her got no fear. You plenty lucky catch her love stuff by heart.
Love stuff? You all are ridiculous.
It's really true. We're home at last.
It'll be true any minute now, Jane.
More better you make plans alone. Me... Go have Mac and Frenchie get ready.
Well, what's the matter with him?
Just a little overdose of imagination. Sit down, Jane.
Thanks. How do I look?
Well, kind of rugged for a movie star, maybe. But a darn sight better than you did when we found you on that island.
Do you know where we're landing, Jim?
Yeah, I know.
Well, can't you tell me? We'll be there in a few minutes.
Sure, I'll tell you. But keep it to yourself.
Cross my heart.
Well, we're landing in California.
Why, you know good double-crossing. Well, I just hope we don't land at some place important where there'll be photographers and all that.
Oh, well, you needn't worry, then.
Good. If my public ever got a beat at me in this rig, my studio would get rid of me so fast I'd feel like a revolving door.
Not a chance. They're too smart for that, Jane.
I could use a small order of brains right now.
Why, what's the trouble?
Oh, everything. I didn't want it to happen. I knew from the start it wouldn't work out. But the first thing I knew, it had happened. No brains, you see?
No, I'm afraid I don't see.
Men, you're all alike. The girl practically puts her heart in neon lights and you can't even see it.
Well, oh, no, wait a minute, Jane.
Oh, it's all right. Just what they call one of those things. I suppose I'll stop being miserable after a while.
Gosh, Jane, I didn't have any idea that
Of course not. It was my own headache. I knew it was no soap, so what was the use of showing it?
Oh, I feel like an awful dope.
Oh, I didn't want that, Jim. I think Sing Lee's known how I feel all along, and now that you do, too, well, don't let anything happen to the big lug, will you?
What big lug?
Well, Mac, of course.
Mac, you've fallen in love with...
Well, what did you think I was talking about?
Well, Carlos said I mean, Oh, gee, that's swell, Jane.
Yeah? What's swell about it? He doesn't even know I'm alive. And even if he did, he wouldn't care.
Don't you kid yourself.
I'm not. Haven't you noticed how he snaps at me every time I open my mouth?
Look, the time for you to worry is when he stops snapping at you.
No. With some guys, maybe. Not with Mac.
Oh, there goes the light to fasten our safety belts, Jane. And we'll land in a minute. And don't you worry about what you've just told me. Just take my word for it. Everything's going to work out the way you want it to. There's more than one way to skin a cat, you know.
Jim, even under the circumstances, I look forward to first glimpse of your great country.
Too bad we had to land in the dead of night, Sing. But you'll have plenty of time to see it.
Is Captain Bradley aboard, please?
Right here, Lieutenant. I'm Bradley.
Yes, sir. Lieutenant Haskins reporting, sir, from Army Public Relations. Colonel Lovett's compliments, and will you and Miss Lauren please accompany me?
Right away, Lieutenant. But what about my men?
They're to remain aboard, sir, until you see the colonel.
Not even to stretch your legs.
Sorry, sir.
What's the routine, Lieutenant, or is it still a secret?
No, ma'am. The colonel has arranged for a single correspondent representing the combined press to ask you a few questions.
Oh, at this time of night, what questions?
Well, ma'am, your disappearance, it was of national interest, to say the least. The colonel wants to make sure the story is handled well with dignity.
Well, of course, without fanfare.
That's why we thought that just one member of the Raiders should share this first interview with Miss Lauren.
That makes sense. And I think the colonel will agree that the one Raider shouldn't be a commissioned officer.
I don't know, sir. The colonel thought that Captain...
Let me talk to him before Miss Lauren gives her interview.
But, Jim, you're the logical one.
No, Jane. This is the men's story. Let one of them help you tell it. Sergeant McGovern.
Sergeant!
Mac is making himself busy in the baggage compartment, Jim.
Oh, he is he? Tell him I'm waiting for him, Cola, will you? From now on, Miss Lauren, I'm putting you in the hands of Sergeant McGovern.
Sir, if I may suggest, the colonel's approval...
Of course, Lieutenant. Everything I say is subject to the colonel's approval.
Thanks, Jim. You're as much a pal in this kind of a jam as you were when the Japs were turning the heat on.
That's it, Mac. Hurry it up. Now, Lieutenant, if you'll take us to the colonel, please.
Yes, sir. After you, Miss Lauren.
So long, fellas. I'll see you before we leave the field. Don't worry.
Go ahead, Sergeant. Captain Bradley?
After you.
Jim, I am still consumed with curiosity as to what is to become of us.
I still can't tell you in detail, Singh, but I can tell you this. If you think we've already found out what trouble is, wait till you hear what they've lined up for us.